basement. I wish now I would have went for the 9, but it's like $1,000 extra at the time. I was like, oh, I can't do that. The extra foot for all that stuff that you put. Brad's go 9-foot basement. Anyway, this morning, a couple quick history notes here. You know what happened in 1859? This day, 1859, was the birth of the oil industry in the United States. You know where the first oil was drawn out of in the United States? Pennsylvania. Yeah, Pennsylvania, 1859. Edwin Drake in Titusville milled the first, you know, milled out with his invention that he used to extract oil out of the ground. And obviously they were trying to get away from whale fat. And they said, I think the first year that they pulled, I forget how many barrels of oil that they got out of the ground. It was like 4 years of people going out to sea to kill whales with the blubber. So, 1859, Edwin Drake in Pennsylvania. And then in 1921, and this, I thought this was interesting. I always loved cartoons as a little kid. You ever watch, like, the Wile E. Coyote and those guys? And they always had the Acme Packaging Company. Well, that was a true company. And 1921, the Acme Packaging Company guys bought a football team. And they converted the name to the Green Bay Packers. So that's where they get the name Green Bay Packers. He bought the team and then wanted to honor his employees at the Acme Packaging Bay Packers. Yep. And then one little joke. I couldn't pass this one up. What is a woodpecker's favorite joke? Knock, knock. You like that one? I couldn't pass that one up. All right, let's pray this morning. Lord, Father, we thank you for just this day. It's a great day, Lord. Just driving across through the woods and the sun coming out. It's so beautiful, Lord. It's a great day. Thank you for fall. I love the beginning of fall and all the great seasons. Lord, this morning, just pray as we continue to just look at the Holy Spirit and how you have intended the Spirit to speak to us. Help us to understand that better. Help us to listen when you speak to us, Lord. Help us as a church to understand the purpose that the Spirit has in our life, that the Spirit has it as a body of believers here. And just help us to take hold of that and understand you better, Lord. Speak to us this morning and the next couple of weeks as we just look at the wonderful work the Spirit does in our lives. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, so this morning, last week, we're going to kind of be at the same spot, John 16:5-15. Started last week. We didn't get through it all, so just a quick review and then we'll finish up once again. We're looking at this morning the Holy Spirit and what did Jesus say of the Holy Spirit before the Holy Spirit was given. So that's kind of what we were going to step there with that because as we discussed last week, there's a lot of churches that have to battle over the Holy Spirit. Different denominations battle each other over the Holy Spirit. So I just wanted to say, what did Jesus talk about the Spirit and what was the Spirit's job before he even came that Jesus talked about? So, John 16. Okay. I'm going to read this all over again and then we're just going to run through it. Starting in verse 5, Jesus is saying, Now I, Jesus, am going to him, God, who sent me. Yet none of you ask me, where are you going? because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth. It is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin. And we talked on that one last week. That's all the further we can. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men did not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you with all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said, the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. In a little while, you will see me no more, and then after a little while, you will see me again. So last week, quick review, we talked about the conviction what the Spirit does in convicting of sin, and that's as far as we got. But there's way much more in here, so we know that with the conviction of sin, the Spirit convicts us, the believer of sin, but then as we get in to look at more of what the Spirit does, we know that the Spirit convicts us of sin. That's where we ended up last week. This week, we're going to stop and jump into Christ says that the Spirit convicts us of sin, but also of righteousness. What does that mean? Like, have you ever stepped back and realized, like for me, I'm like, how can you be convicted and judged, convicted of righteousness? How does that look? And specifically, Jesus is saying this. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father where you can see me no more. Jesus was saying, the Spirit is coming to convict of sin, right? So we understand sin. I understand the conviction of sin. But then to understand the conviction of righteousness. I understand the conviction of sin, the conviction of righteousness, but a little bit more for me to kind of mill into my head. Like, how does that work? Really, what Jesus is saying here is the Holy Spirit, when he comes, is going to convict of sin, but then also of righteousness, because I'm not going to be here any longer. So what do we know of righteousness? Righteousness, as Paul describes, Paul kind of breaks this down even better in Romans 3:21. I'm going to jump over there quick, and this kind of made it clearer in my mind. Romans 3:21-22. I'll start at 21. But now a righteousness from God apart from the law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. The Holy Spirit comes to convict us of sin. So we know that we understand that we're sinners. We're convicted of the sin. Then the Holy Spirit convicts us of righteousness, because that righteousness that Jesus was talking about, that the Spirit provides, is faith. And also one of the gifts, right? So not one of the gifts, one of the fruits. So it's faith. This righteousness was faith. Jesus, Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit speaks to us and convicts us of sin. We have that decision to understand that. Are we a sinner? Do we hold to the fact that we're a sinner? Are we convicted to change who we are because we know we're a sinner? That's part of it. know that we're a sinner and still deny what Christ did for us, that we still walk in our sin. The Spirit didn't come and wasn't given until after Christ what? After Christ was resurrected and ascended into heaven. When Christ, so the sin we understand, we're sinners. The righteousness comes down to that faith, as Jesus says, because you will see me no more. You have to live in a state of faith of who Jesus Christ said he was. That's the righteousness that we are convicted of. So we have to understand, humanity has to understand, that we are sinners. And that if we choose to stay in our sin, so be it. If we choose to accept Christ and follow in the way of righteousness and live by faith, that's when the Holy Spirit was given after the fact that Jesus ascended into heaven and made that full circle for us of taking away our sin and then going back to his righteousness in heaven. And that's where our faith steps in. And that's the same thing in Romans 4, jumping over to Romans 4, 3. Paul also talks about with Abraham. Verse 3 in Romans 4. What does this scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Faith, our faith in Jesus Christ is our righteousness. That's the righteousness that he's talking about. Faith. The Spirit convicts us of sin. Jesus said the Spirit's coming to convict us of sin. That conviction of righteousness is our faith. This is Abraham was credited for his faith. He wasn't credited for, hey, Abraham, you've done great with your flocks. You've made a lot of money. You have an army. You have all these things that you've gathered. He wasn't credited for his wealth. He wasn't credited for what he acquired or the land that was. He was accredited for faith. That's what the Holy Spirit was given for us. So we can understand that conviction of sin and then that conviction of righteousness. Because we have to live by faith. Because we can't see Jesus. But, I mean, the fact is, and that's what Jesus said, I am not going to be here anymore. And that was, as he said, it's good for me to go away. Sorry. Good for me to go away because now the Holy Spirit's coming, he's going to convict you of sin, and he's going to convict you of the righteousness because you're not going to see me anymore. He's telling the disciples, you're not going to see me anymore. You're going to be apostles, and you're going to have to live by faith because I'm not going to be on this earth anymore. As us, well, we never saw Christ. I mean, there's one person in here that has seen Jesus Christ walking down the road or no, we have all based our belief on faith that's convicted to us by the Holy Spirit. So he convicts us in sin and righteousness. And he convicts us in judgment. In verse 9, in regard to sin, because men do not believe in me, in regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father where you can see me no longer, and in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. The prince of this world, which we know, is condemned. That means the whole world that's under the umbrella of sin is condemned. As people, as humanity, we are really sitting on death row, right? All humanity is on death row. And the judgment, if we believe it or not, if people believe it or not, judgment has occurred. the condemnation of the prince of this world, he has been condemned. The Spirit, as Jesus says, judges and puts that condemnation on the prince of this world. The Spirit is here to convict us of our sins. Lord, I'm a sinner. Save me. Or, Lord, I'm a sinner and I don't really care. We either accept or we reject. Then we have the righteousness that we are going to live by faith, that we hold to that truth of the gospel that Jesus Christ is our Savior and that He rose and is in heaven. And that's how we live by faith. Because the condemnation for humanity is death. Which that's what we know. That's what Scripture tells us. If we die and we're not in Christ, where do we end up? We end up in hell, unfortunately. That condemnation. So the Holy Spirit has condemned the prince of this world. And then this is what we also know. That Satan isn't speaking. Satan does the same thing that he's always done. He lives in that deception. He throws that deception into humanity. But if you see it, you see it. You saw it in the garden with Eve. You saw it all through the Old Testament. You go through Judges. You see the way that Satan has blinded people and confuses people. And we see it today with the confusion that's going on now in our society today. We see it. The deception, we see people that are unfaithful and listening to falsehoods. We see it all over. So, as we get into more of what the Spirit does in verse 13. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you in all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears. If we are living in Christ, if we are living and listening and letting the Spirit speak to us, the Spirit provides what? All truth. All truth. Not just partial truth, not just taking some of the truth of what the Scripture says. And that's where Satan does that little twist-a-ree thing, right? He takes, and we sit even with the Spirit. And that's when I was talking about churches and denominations that kind of clash over this thing, the Spirit that was given to us, that's supposed to help us as people, that's supposed to bring us together as a body, that's supposed to, that we're supposed to hear and listen to from these truths that are coming from the Spirit, that are given to the Spirit from God the Father and Jesus Christ, that come into our life. And Satan takes that, and he still makes that little twist on things and says, well, you can't understand this, or you can't do this in the Spirit, or you can't associate with certain type of Christians because they're a certain way. That's all a twist from what Satan really, what the Holy Spirit wants us to be like. That the Spirit is given for us that we can hear, that we know this truth. And Satan, who knows he's condemned, wants to take all of us down and wants the Christian church to fall apart and wants the Christian church to battle. And that's not what the Spirit was here for. The Spirit is here so He takes what He hears and He applies them into our life. He speaks to us. And that's where, I mean, many times, and I'll be the first one to tell you, and many times we get so busy. I know I get so busy. How many times do we sit today and we just concentrate and listen to what the Spirit has to tell us? I know for me, I get up and I start running and I start going all my day. And do I sit down? I sit down at dinner, I look at dinner, and off to the next thing. And that's, you know, we're just constantly busy. And I mean, that's for me. But do we sit? And do we concentrate on what the Spirit is trying to tell these truths that we're told that Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit is going to speak to us and apply and let us know truth. But meanwhile, we're getting caused with doubt. And we get caused with confusion. And we hear society continually to push doubt and falsehood upon us, upon the younger generation, and we just get pounded of falsehood. Holy Spirit is here to give us truth. But unless we're listening, do we hear it? I mean, if we fill our mind, I know, jump in the car. We're on talk radio, or I listen to the news. And now I know if I catch a Philly game. So we're listening to all the stuff, all the time, and of our world. And then that, some of them aren't bad things. But are we filling our minds with what the Holy Spirit and the truth that God has given to the Holy Spirit that He wants us to know and wants us to listen to? Verse 14. He will bring, let's go back to 13. But when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you in all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears. He will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. The Spirit, when Jesus talked about the Spirit, was given to us to convict sin, was given to us to convict us in righteousness, was given to condemn the prince of this world. Then to speak to us of all truth. And ultimately what? Right there in verse 14. Ultimately the Spirit was given to glorify who? Jesus Christ. The Spirit for us in our world, in our life, was given to glorify Jesus Christ. So many times, and I'm not bashing other people, but so many times you see people that have gifts of the Spirit. And those gifts, many times people will be like, I have these gifts, look at me. That's not what the gifts have been given for. The gifts of the Spirit, and we'll get into the gifts of the Spirit in upcoming weeks. But the gifts of the Spirit weren't given to look at me. They weren't given to say, wow, look at that person. They are really walking with Jesus. Or the gifts of the Spirit were given to want to glorify Jesus Christ. That's the pure purpose of the gifts. Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Spirit convicts us of our sin, that we look to Him as the righteousness through our faith. Once we understand our sin, once we step out in faith and understand our faith and who Jesus Christ is as our Savior, and the Spirit is in our life, that Spirit isn't there to glorify us. Not at all. It's there to glorify Jesus Christ. Because what did we do? oh, we've done a sin. We're just a bunch of sinners. We're supposed to walk in righteousness. And as us walking in righteousness, that glorifies Jesus Christ. And all these things of the Spirit is all about the glorification of who Jesus Christ is. The Son of God. God Himself. Who came to earth. He's no longer here. But we live by a righteousness and a faith. It's also one of the fruits of the Spirit. Faith that is given that we have to understand as people. So, are we listening? I think that's my question. When we look at this, this is what Christ is talking of the Spirit. Are we listening to the Spirit? Am I listening to the Spirit in my life? Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I get caught up in this world just like everybody else. We all do, don't we? Unfortunately, we do. But do we step back and are we listening to what the Spirit is telling us? The truths of what is coming to the Spirit by God that's supposed to be filtering into our lifestyle, into our world that the Spirit is telling us. I would say so many times we don't. Why? Because we get blindsided. We get blindsided by this, the prince of this world that's condemned. Because we're on death row. People are on death row. And we can either get out of that prison of death row, right? Which we know through the salvation of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is saying, I am here to glorify Jesus Christ. And that's where we're at. 1 John 4:1-6. I want to read this quick. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. Which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world, and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. We know, and we live it. And many of our family members have been deceived, right? We pray for family members, and we have friends that have listened to falsehood and have walked away from a belief in Christ. The Spirit, we need to listen to. The Spirit given to us so that we have the truth that Christ is giving the Spirit that's given to us. So as we go through this week, I think, and this is my prayer, I've been praying, I know for me, and I've been praying for the church, I'm praying for 10 families within this community that are seeking who Christ is. And then they're seeking salvation. Here we are. You know, our church doors are open. the Spirit works in all our lives. The Spirit needs to work in other people's world, in other people's lives. And we need to be there as people to what? To glorify Christ, not to glorify ourselves. We need to be there to present the gospel to people. We need to be there to share of who Jesus Christ is. We need to be there to help people understand the salvation that comes through Jesus Christ. Because many people don't, they're deceived by this world, the falsehoods of this world. That's our job as Christians, right? That's our job as Christians. To present, to love people, to present the gospel, and to love people. Love people. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Lord, I pray as we just get a clear understanding, Lord, of the Holy Spirit, of how you described him and the purpose and what he does, and before he was even unleashed into the world, that there's a specific defining moment of sin and righteousness and a judgment, Lord, and we know, Father, that once we accept you, that we are indwelled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, I just pray for all of us that we'll take time to listen to the Spirit. That we won't be filled our life so much with all the other stuff of the world, which is easy to do because we're human. You know it. You know we're weak. Lord, I pray that we will listen to the Spirit, that we will begin to hear him more and more in our life, and that we will be here to glorify the same thing as the Spirit glorifies you, that we can glorify you in all that we do, as people, as a church, in our lifestyle, everything that we do. In your name we pray. Amen.